So Shlishi of Parshas Emor, after Shani deals with Bali Mumin and the Makrivin, so there's a basic hekresh between the Makriv, the Kohen that's Makriv, and the Karban. So now we deal with Bali Mumin and the Karbanos, and then we move on to other dinim of Karbanos, Osovi Aspinolos, Yishchatul B'Yom Echad, and Mechoser Zman, Shivasi Yamim Yimimo, V'Yom Hashmini Titnoli. And then we move to Chil Hashem and Kiddush Hashem in that order. The Ramban actually discusses that the simple meaning of the Pesukim indeed is to link Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem in terms of Karbanos, that there would be Chil Hashem in terms of not following the rules of the Karbanos. But be that as it may, of course, we know that Chil Hashem and Kiddush Hashem have a transcendent value, and I'd like to try to develop this Michos Parshios in terms of the last Karban, which is mentioned, which Rashi already notes. It's a little surprising that we have a repetition of this halacha, because we already know the halacha of Korban Toda, that it's Nachal Yom V'Laila. So here Rashi says it's for the purposes of Machshava. Bayom Ahu Yeyachal Obal Hazir Ala Shetei Shechita Al Menaskein Shem Likbol Az Man Achila Kvar Kasuv Uvisar Zavach Toda Ashlamav Bayom Zivchacho Yeyachal. So in any event, the Pesukim state V'chis Hizbechu Zavach Toda Al Hashem Litzon Chem Tizbachu. So the Karban Toda is the subject. By Yom Ho Yeachel, Lo Sosim Minu Ad Boker, Ani Hashem. Ushmarati Mitzvosai Vasisam Osam, Ani Hashem. Lo Sechalu Hashem Kadshi, Vinigdashi Visoch Mnei Yisrael, Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, Hamotzi Yischem Eretz Yisrael, Lios Lachem Elokim, Ani Hashem. So I'd like to try to develop very briefly, and I think there's a mashmaus this way in the Ramban as well, is the interrelationship between the Karban Toda and Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. It seems a little bit surprising. So again, I'll just give the Ramban, you know, his due. V'amar lo sechalu Hashem kachi liyos b'chem nochal v'zoveach. K'mo shamar v'nei Aaron v'lo yichalu Hashem kachi sheyazir b'korbanos min atuma o hamomin. That's the simple pshat. He doesn't relate specifically to the Karban Toda, but in the next line, perhaps he does. V'tam v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael d'asur b'sinah mitzvos aseh shenekadish eshmo b'mitzvos lihoreg aleyen v'lo na'avor. But even if you're not dealing with the Gimel Chamur, so the Chiyuv would be mitzad avas Hashem and avodah zara, you know, and when it comes to Shvichas Dam, it would be the Svar of Mi Yemar, when it comes to Arayos, Ki Kasher Yakum Mishariyah, Ritzach Nevesh Kenadav Razah, Makish Ritzach Nara Lurasa. But in general, there's a mitzvah saseh that we should have to sacrifice our lives. Shnekadish Shmo Mitzvah Lehari Galeim Velo Navor. V'zeh Tam, and that's how the Pesukim conclude, Hamotzi Yischamir Tzim Vios Lachem Lohim. Shutam yichlo klamitzo shirai lakadi shmoaleim bavor shenachnu avadav asher ge'alanu mimitzrayim. The Kaddish Baruch Hu redeemed us from Egypt. So two heyaros. One of them is, you know, in light of the Rambam stands out even more. The Rambam said the Torah and Parakei kol beisus ol mitzvim lakadosh shem agadol hazeh shenemar v'kdashi b'soch bnei Yisrael v'shelo l'chalo shenemar v'lo sechalo v'shem kadshi. And the Rambam says ketzad. So as we've discussed at great length, there the Rambam, and this is a diak from Rosenzweig, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. There, the Rambam first gives the situation not of Yehareg val Yavor, but Yavor val Yehareg. That situation stands out. That our first responsibility is indeed Vachai Bohem, and the ultimate Kiddush Hashem, you know, is indeed Vachai Bohem velo Sheyamos Bohem, which is you know, a remarkable thing in its own right, as we had in you know, Achrei Mos. But the Ramban is emphasizing Yiharik Val Yavar. That's what he thinks the simple meaning of Vinikdashti Besoch Bnei Yisrael is. That's error number one. It's in light of the Ramban that the Rambam's Chiddush stands out even more, that the ultimate Kiddush Hashem is really Vachai Bahem is Kiddush HaSachayim. The second diak that I would make in the Ramban is Vizat Tam Bamosius Chamer Tzayim. This is a simple pshat. Lios Lachem Lokim. Shutam Yichol Kol Amitzo. Sherai Lakadish Shmo Aleihem. So the Ramban expands it to all mitzvos, tam yichlo kol ha-mitzvos, that we have to be prepared, at least in theory, to be mekadesh mo'alim. So of course we know that there are tanaim for that. It's b'fnei asar Yisrael, and it's the anas is doing it as a religious statement. It's l'haches and not l'hanas atzman, but be that as it may, the Ramban says, because we owe it to him, right? That there's a sense of you know, shibud, which is generated by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one, asher ge'alanu mimitzrayim. So if that's true, I think now we can understand the front end coming into the world of Kiddush Hashem through the perspective of the Karban Toda, is that we owe it all to him. So yeah, there's a Karban Toda in a very specific situation, chavash yatzim beis asurin, and, you know, yardei hayam, and hochei hamidbar, in Cholosh and Nisrape. But as a nation, we're all in a perpetual state of Korban Todah, right? In fact, that's the position that goes. Maimonides quotes in the name of Chachmei Ashkenaz against the Rambam, why we have three matzos, because there are three different types of matzos that are involved in the Korban Todah. So bookending Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem is a reminder that, yeah, of course we have to be prepared to sacrifice our lives, because the very idea of us having a life, of us having any quality of life, is a Kadosh Baruch Hu was poda osanu mi beis avadim, so it's only natural, it's a simple expression of hakaras hatov for us to be prepared to make the ultimate sacrifice in terms of our lives. And I think that this perspective is so basic to what it means to be a Jew, is that we understand that we have no entitlements in this world, and everything is a reflection of the hakaras hatov that we need to have for the ultimate chov, which is Sherpada Osanu Me Eretz Mitzrayim Mi Beis Avadim. So it's only natural, even though, of course, it requires a superlative, superlative human initiative when Mesiris Nefesh. I'm not trying to minimize it, but at least philosophically speaking, it's as natural as a Korban Todah. And I think that is perhaps the Smichos HaParshios.